An Israeli company has pulled out of a $225 million takeover deal in the United States because of objections from the FBI and the Pentagon. Israel's Checkpoint Software said it had been told the takeover could endanger some of the United States' most sensitive computer systems. Last year it was China, 2 weeks ago it was Dubai, and now it's Israel's turn to be warned off buying American business. The Israeli software company Checkpoint Software had been on the verge of paying $225 million to buy an American rival called Sourcefire. The deal, though, is now off after both the FBI and the Pentagon objected. Checkpoint said it had been told the deal could compromise some of America's most sensitive computer systems. But even so, security researcher Robert Watson, who's done work for US government security in the past, finds it hard to see how the deal would have put at risk US national security, because he says the Israeli company is well known for its work in putting up defences against computer hacking, known as firewalls, all over the world.
The review process is pretty rigorous. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it takes a month or two to complete. And the intent of the review process is to try and identify risks to U.S. national security. And the language of the bill that describes the process is really pretty specific. It says there has to be a threat, and they have to be, specifically, it's about the organization which is making the acquisition. And the reason this is surprising is that Checkpoint is one of the leading vendors of firewalls in the world. They have 94% of the world market, and that market includes the U.S., and it includes a significant number of defense establishments in the U.S., and many major U.S. corporations. So it really is surprising, and I suppose one can only speculate. But it suggests that the Sourcefire software is in use in places where Checkpoint's normal software is not, and in particular classified installations, which are obviously not something people talk a lot about.
And what is this intrusion detection software known as Snort, to which many people say the FBI and the Pentagon, or about which they say the FBI and the Pentagon have some concerns? Who owns it?
Well, yeah, this is also a little surprising. Snort is a piece of open source software, so it was originally developed in an open source community, and Sourcefire is a company founded by one of the authors of Snort. And so the source code for Snort is readily available on the internet, and anyone can download it, and there are many contributors to it. So this is another surprising element. What intrusion detection software is software that looks at network traffic and tries to identify attacks. And Sourcefire's product is really an extension of that. Their product looks for those attacks and then blocks them based on having recognized them.
So could it not be that there is some critical bit of machinery in the Pentagon which depends on this, and the Americans want to keep total control of it?
Yeah, that would not surprise me at all. It's really hard to imagine any other explanation for what we're seeing. Now, I mean, it's worth understanding they haven't been rejected by this process, but there must have been some fairly serious objections along the way in order for them to actually withdraw from it, because if the Dubai port sale could go through this process successfully, you would imagine under most circumstances a security software sale would go through without a problem.
Yes, because in the Dubai ports story, the objections were that there were links between the United Arab Emirates and what happened on September the 11th. I mean, no such claims would surely be made of Israel. So does it surprise you that an Israeli company seems to have been frozen out?
Well, it's a little surprising. And again, I can only point out that Checkpoint is one of the world's leading vendors of security software, and nothing has changed over the last few years. If anything, more and more of their operation is being run out of the United States. As you know, they now consider themselves dual headquartered there.
Security researcher there, Robert Watson.